Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's one.
There was one guy.
What was that?
There's only
the
a body
guy?
Part that I could identify. What? It wasn't even like a whole human.
What do you mean a body part? Flew out Monday morning to Austin. Got on a plane Monday night at 11. Flew for 3 hours to Vegas. Got in bed at like 4. Got up at 8. Worked all day. Bert worked, but I supported all day. Got in the bed at almost 2. Oof. And got up at 5.
Okay. Let me just say, you are not in decline. Yeah. I am in decline. I like post heart attack. No, there is no way in hell that I could keep that up. Absolutely no way in hell.
Well, you had a heart attack.
Well, but I'm recovered from that. I'm not like, I don't have like congestive heart failure or something. Like, it was a minor heart
attack.
That's
so last year.
Yeah, it is so last year. Yeah.
Talk to the hand, okay? Thank God you're recovered, but.
Yeah, right.
I do. I guess when you put it that way, maybe I'm not so much in decline.
No,
it has been a week, but I kind of lost my voice.
I still don't have my voice back
from the cruise.
Yeah,
really from the cruise.
Yeah.
Do you have fun on the cruise?
We did.
It was so fun. Yeah,
I had so much fun.
It was amazing.
So tell me about it, because I need you. Sort of already told me about it. But we didn't get to hang out much because I was working with Bert so much that I didn't get to see you guys much. But I was a little jealous because I kept thinking, this is what I thought you were doing, okay? I thought you were either on your balcony with a glass of wine and maybe a book and just chit-chatting all day. And if you weren't there, you were in the spa. Was I right?
We were in the spa.
Okay, you're 50%. Right. Yes.
I don't think we ever hung out on our balconies together.
Did you go out on your balcony?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it cool?
It was great.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Way better than I thought it was going to be. Mm. I was actually a little terrified of it initially.
Were you?
Yeah.
Like you're going to fall off?
No.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it was more about the motion.
It was the motion. Sickness. Yes. Because for whatever reason, I felt more motion sickness when I was near the balcony when it was dusk. I know that's oddly specific, but I ended up being there like when we were in each other's rooms. You know, they're not huge rooms. So like you were kind of like, that's just sort of the open space. Mm-hmm. And that's where I felt most uncomfortable. But then actually being on the balcony, there was one morning where I did not go to the gym with Kirsten.
Oh my God.
I sat on the balcony and read a book and it was great. Mm. Actually, it was really great. Mm. But we were out on the deck reading and chit-chatting.
Oh, so you just
not on our balcony.
Deck.
Yeah. Well, because we had lounge chairs up there.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a pretty decent cruise. Do you guys know about Wishy Washy?
Yes.
Washy Washy. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Did you see the guy that got washy-washy tattooed?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yes, I texted it to Kathy from the Facebook group, the cruise Facebook group. I was like, oh, my God.
Washy-washy.
Washy-washy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was...
How crazy, right?
Yeah.
One confirmed baby made on that cruise.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Amazing.
We get shit done.
Yeah.
Washy-washy.
Getting shit babies. Done.
How cool was that? So how many times did you go to the spa?
We went every day. Yeah. Yeah, because
literally every day.
We went on a tour and it was like, it was like maybe $40 more to get the go any day, anytime versus going once.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Yeah. And we were like, well, that
it was
a no-brainer.
On Friday, right after we got there, we were like, sign us up. And we went on Friday night.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know you really went every day.
Oh, we really did. We really met lots of people there. We chatted in the sauna. We chatted in the steam room. We chatted in the hot tub.
Right.
We, Yeah. Yes. We met a lot of people.
We did meet a lot of people there.
Because we were in a really unique position on this thing. We were just random people on the cruise. Mm-hmm. And
as opposed to mega fans? What do you mean?
Well, as opposed to like you, everybody knows who you are.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, yeah.
Of course, everybody knows who Bert and you are because yeah. it was your cruise. But like the comics, like people were seeing them perform and things. And we were just random people just walking around exploring the cruise, but then knowing you and like we'd hear like all this inside information and we'd just be like listening in and going, oh, interesting.
What inside information did you hear?
No, just, I mean, not inside, but just we were just the girls on the street. You know, we were like
girls on the street.
We had a different experience on this cruise.
Well, you were clean and relaxed since you got to spa every day.
We were very relaxed.
We were very relaxed. Yeah. Yeah.
Went to the gym all the time.
Okay. You went to the gym. I, not so much. Once.
Once.
It was only a 4-day cruise. Okay.
It was only a 4-day cruise.
I mean, come on.
Fine.
Wait, so okay. Our very first day, Friday, we get on the ship. Kathy and I were both a little nervous because mm-hmm. Leanne had asked her most motion sick friends to go yes. on the cruise.
I can pick them, guys.
So we were a little nervous. Well done. And then immediately we get on the ship and we immediately find out, oh, the schedule has changed because of high winds.
Because of weather. We were like,
and
oh,
we're like,
shit.
Oh, okay. What does this mean for our ability to not vomit? Yeah.
So but did you ever get sick?
No.
No.
That's great.
No.
Yeah, it was great. So we walked around. We did like a little pass around most of the decks. We just walked and walked and walked.
We were like, we're going to learn the ship.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Literally, Monday, we were like, which way they're going? We're so freaking lost. Literally, every yeah. time we would like get every to day. The bank of elevators, we're like 50-50, left or right.
Left or right.
And we would like guess and wrong 55% yeah. of the time. Yeah. It was, yeah, we were bad.
But we, after mm-hmm. we'd like done about an hour
yeah.
pass around the ship, we just sat down mm-hmm. and just in a sort of like in a window seat. There were like,
oh yeah,
these mm-hmm. cushioned seats like that just looked out onto the ocean. And we were just sitting there together. And like 5 minutes into us sitting there, a woman and her husband came up. I think her name was Brenda.
I think so.
Yeah, Dallas.
She was mm-hmm. adorable,
and she was, and she said, "Excuse me, are you Kathy and Kirsten?"
Shut up.
And we're like, "Yes." And she's like, "Oh, I listen to the podcast all the time. I love Wife of the
Party." Clearly, she watches it.
She watches it. Yes,
right?
Because she's seen us, yeah. I guess. And we're
that's
like,
"So cool.
Oh, that's really cool." And she was the nicest person. And she's like, "I just feel like y'all are my friends." And I'm like, I feel like she would be our friend. Like we would totally hang out with Brenda. She was super cool, super nice. Just we talked and talked yeah. and her husband was super nice too. And she was like, yeah, I'm really looking forward to the podcast. And we're like, oh, okay. Like cool. Cause we kind of felt like, I don't know. I kind of felt like, oh my God, Leanne could like interview Bert on the live podcast on the ship. And like, obviously people will be excited about that. Or like, interview Miss Pat or like Mark Normand or like just, you know, somebody who people care about.
They care about you.
And so we were like, oh, okay. Brenda wants to go to this. We're like, thank God for Brenda. Like,
but did that confirm why I wanted you to come? Or did you not even think that deeply into it?
It made us feel good.
It made me a little more nervous. I was like, oh my God, like people are like... I'd forgotten about the podcast, to be honest with you. I was like, put it out of my mind. I don't want to be in front of people. Like,
you were just there for the good time.
I can pretend that
this
doesn't happen.
This was Friday, and the podcast was on Sunday. We mm-hmm. were also at that point in deep denial about the fact that we knew we were doing the podcast, but so this was going to be our second ever live podcast. Mm-hmm. Our first live yep. podcast was years ago, 2.5 years ago or something.
No, it was like 5 years ago, I thought.
Oh, okay. It was a while ago. And it was before the podcast was as popular. And mm-hmm. it was at the Complex Theaters on Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood. And the theater probably held about 30 people.
Maybe.
And it was not full. It was not even, like, there were maybe a handful of people in the audience. Mm-hmm. So it was very low stakes, very low key, not a big deal, totally fine. And so when we found out that we were doing the podcast on the cruise, I don't know about you, but I just assumed that we were going to be in some, you know, on some deck while people are like having lunch.
Milling around.
Yeah. Milling around. Yeah. Exactly. Not necessarily there to see us, but we're just sort of like additional entertainment, just sort of
off to the side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at the schedule and we're like, okay, we're in the Stardust Theater. Which one is the Stardust Theater? Holy shit, it's the one that Bert's doing. Oh my God. We're like, we're in Bert's theater? And then Kathy and I are like, oh my God, what are we doing? It's the one Miss Pat is performing in. Like, oh my God. So yeah, we were kind of freaking out.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, it's just Friday. So we have a few days before we have to.
Okay, caveat.
Yes.
I did not know what theater I was performing in either. I'm sure that information was given to me ahead of time, but I didn't put two and two together that it was the big theater.
Better you did not share that information. Yes.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. I didn't share it with myself either. I didn't know it was in that theater till
that day.
Your decline
worked in our favor, just FYI.
Yes. Yes. My decline, I was in denial also a little bit because Bert kept saying, we should just bring wife to the party. And I was like, are you kidding me? Miss Pat, Mark Norman, mm-hmm. Big J Okerson. Like all these people that paid to see these other people. Also, well, they didn't. Bert sold all the tickets. But you know what I mean? They're there to see these main events. I don't know that it doesn't even fit in like the programming, you know?
Yeah.
What we're like middle-aged people talking about like, I don't know, carpool. It doesn't fit. The demographic, but he kept going, I'm telling you, it's going to be great. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. And I was like, well, I'd rather do it with Kathy and Kirsten because I'm really comfortable here. And then I'd be much more comfortable than interviewing Miss Pat or somebody. Even though I'm very comfortable with her, it would make the stakes different for me. Then mm-hmm. I think I would feel like I really had to just like entertain and knock it out of the park and I would have gotten too in my head about it. I would have felt like I disappointed Miss Pat. And I felt like you guys just would have my back entirely and I wouldn't really have to think about it. I'd just show up and be myself and let you guys be yourselves. And that's what my podcast is anyway. So I was like, well, I'll do it if I can bring Kathy and Kirsten because I don't want to go by myself.
Well, I mean, Bert obviously... I mean, clearly, he kind of knows what he's doing. Yeah, you know, he kind of knows like his demographic because when you're saying like, oh, well, they wouldn't want. And I was thinking they don't want to see us like who, you know, they want to see you, to be clear. They wanted to go to Wife of the Party and see Leanne. But I mean, we ran into people like after the podcast. I had a woman come up to me and she was like, oh my God, I was a Girl Scout leader for all these years. Like when my kids were, I mean, I talked to so many people afterwards who were like, oh yeah, they just wanted to, that's what they like about your podcast that mm-hmm. you,
that it's you guys. That you're, that
no, not us, but like that you talk to your friends, yeah, you know, that it's just
that it's
you
real.
Talking to your friends.
Yeah. Not, it is really yeah. real. It is just who I am. And you guys are just who you are. Nobody puts on anything, you know, there's no show. It's just a show without a show. But I interrupted you in your Friday. Friday, you go to the spa. Oh, Friday yeah. night, did you have dinner?
Yeah. We always had dinner.
Washi Washi or somewhere else?
Usually Washi Washi.
No, I think we went to the other place on Friday. Remember the...
The sort of artist lounge sort of thing. But we were always the only people there. We always had to. So we were also in this precarious situation of having like talent badges. But like everybody's like, huh? Them? Like we're clearly not the talent. And so every time we went to go into like the talent lounge, they'd be like, oh, no, this is just for talent. And we'd be like, oh, yeah, it's here. We're pulling out like our credentials and looking at the fine print and like talent. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they'd wave us in. And every time we're like, oh God, it's not getting any easier, is it?
Like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny.
But then I think that night also, before there were any shows, we went and checked out the Stardust Theater, which also may have been a mistake.
I didn't know you did that.
We did.
That's when we realized. We're like, it's on two floors. Why is it on two floors? Why can you get there from the sixth and seventh floor? Like, what is happening right now?
Like, it's a huge, it holds half of the ship.
So about, that's like what they said.
1,000, 1,200, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was big.
It was big.
It was very grand.
I can't believe you did that. That's so funny. The whole time we were there, because the Wi-Fi was really not good. Mm-hmm. So I would text you guys or WhatsApp you guys, but you weren't responding because you weren't getting it.
Right.
And then at a certain point, I was like, well, I give up. I'm just, I mean, you know, I keep going, are you okay? Is your room okay? Is anybody sick? I was like, how are you doing? Where are you? And some of my texts, but since you weren't responding, I knew that you weren't getting them. So I just had to let you go. Like, mentally, I just had to go, they're fine. They're fine. They knew what the gig was. They're not concerned that I'm not with them.
No.
They're okay. Just don't worry about it.
Not at all. We took care of ourselves. We were good. But like, for a cruise, how many people were on? Like 2,500, mm-hmm. something like that?
Yeah.
And for that, I mean, that's a lot of people, but it's also like for four straight days and nights, you think that you're going to run into the same people. We didn't see your dad for days.
2 days. Right. I know, we lost him.
He was staying like next to us.
He's literally next door to me.
It was next door.
We didn't see him, and we didn't see your cousin until like the last day.
Right.
Like literally the last night, we're like, oh my God, it's Leanne's cousin. Like again, sleeping next to us practically.
Yeah, you were all in a row. We had all your rooms were right in a row. Yeah.
But likewise with people on the ship, it's like we didn't know people, but I thought like, oh, maybe we'll see Brenda again.
And you never saw Brenda again?
Nope. Well, we saw her in the front row.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was there. Yeah. She was sitting almost next to your dad.
Yeah. Aw, that's really sweet.
And, I just kept thinking, okay, we're going to start to recognize some of the usual suspects, the people that we see when we have breakfast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No. Except for one.
Yeah. There was one
guy.
And actually,
what was up?
There's only
the one
a body
guy?
Part that I could identify. What? It wasn't even like a whole human.
What do you mean a body part?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What do you mean a body part?
Well, we started to realize that there was a dude that had a Danny DeVito tattoo on the back of his calf.
Interesting.
Large. Like, and very distinct.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, that's something that I've seen more than once. So then I like looked up at his face and was like, okay, now I can put a face to the Danny DeVito tattoo.
And then
tattoo.
She pointed it out and I couldn't get past the tattoo. Like literally every time I had no idea what that man looks like.
Danny DeVito tattoo.
I was like, look, there's Danny DeVito again. There he is again. Like we saw him everywhere.
We saw him everywhere.
I saw his calf everywhere.
And the thing is, he certainly was not following us. Like we didn't acknowledge one another.
Yeah.
It was very random. But then the day after the podcast, all of a sudden we heard, hey, good job on the podcast. And we looked up and we were like, yes, like
yes, it was Danny DeVito.
And then yesterday I was on my phone. I was on Instagram and I got an Instagram ad for a Danny DeVito hat. And I swear to God, it's the exact same expression that he's making in that tattoo. It was like, tell me your phone is not paying attention
that's
to everything.
Crazy. Yes. Wowza.
But we didn't, we just didn't run into the same people. And no. We finally ended up running into your dad a couple of times.
Yeah.
But
yeah, once we found your dad, then we found him a bunch.
Yeah.
Actually, only in Washi Washi.
Yes.
Only the only time we ever saw him was when he was eating.
Yeah, I asked him if he ate, and he was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, my dad's a big eater. Buffet, that's his speed. Mm-hmm. He said that was great.
That's where we saw him every yeah. time.
He had so much fun.
Yeah.
He had so much fun. It was ridiculous. He was a little bit famous on that cruise.
He was very famous.
Very.
Yes.
Right?
More
it was adorable.
I mean, so yes. many people stopped at him to get their picture taken mm-hmm. with Papa Jay. And yeah.
It was
and we'd
so
hear
cute.
Like actually so at cute. Washi Washi, we'd hear people go, Papa Jay.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe that's Leanne's cousin that we've never met. Oh, no. It was just a random yeah. fan. It was, yeah.
Which cousin did you run into? Did you run into both of them?
They were both eating
yes,
dinner with your dad.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Lunch dinner?
Last night.
I don't remember yeah. what it was, but yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did that. They had a blast too.
They did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had so much fun. Yes.
Sue looked like she was having fun too, actually.
Sue had yeah. a great time. Yeah. She said she had so much fun. They kept losing my cousin Chris. Apparently, he would, he bought the big drink package. Uh-huh. And I think he took advantage of it.
Oh, okay. Well, where right. we were.
Wait, was he the guy who was, no, it wasn't him, right?
Oh, yeah, somebody.
I don't think it was him.
I don't think it was him.
No.
I think we would know if it was him. Yeah. Somebody passed out on the deck and the.
Like on bar stools.
On bar stools.
Like,
across
like there were
four
bar stools. They were, he was sleeping over like two or three bar stools.
Oh my God.
Like in the morning.
And they were like mopping around his shoes, like
oh
just politely cleaning around
letting
him.
Letting him sleep it off at 6 a.m. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, we ran out of vodka before we got to the first stop.
Yeah.
I know. That is
like
insane.
Day two. Like,
yeah. They had to restock.
Like,
it was day one.
36 hours, right?
Yeah.
Not
it
even.
It wasn't even two full days.
Yeah.
And they had to restock in Nassau.
That is insane.
Or
but you know what? When you hear that, if you were not on the cruise, I think if I were to listen to this podcast, I would go, oh, that sounds gross. Like,
yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't there. Whatever. It wasn't gross. I didn't see a single person throw up. I didn't
It was remarkably
see any,
tame.
Yeah, there were no fights or,
for
you know,
running out of vodka.
No couples bickering and breaking up or, you know, none of the usual nonsense that you would see with drinking the boat dry.
Yeah.
Right, which we kind of did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's one of two reasons why that would happen. Both might apply. I think all of Bert's fans are really nice people.
Really,
really nice.
Yeah. Really nice people on that ship.
Really yeah. nice.
Yeah.
Really good, nice.
Like very genuine people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very,
everyone we spoke to.
I agree.
Yeah.
And they probably party like that on the rig.
Possible.
I think that's probably why they're not
pre-gaming,
fighting
yeah.
or uh-huh. puking or
yeah.
only one guy passed out on a bunch of bar stools. It's because I think that they enjoy their lives, you mm-hmm. know? They're not, they're just being themselves. That's what I think.
Yeah.
That
and they were drinking all day.
All day.
I mean, like people were in the pool at 6 a.m. with drinks in hand.
Yep.
Yeah, no matter how early we'd come out,
we were like, and we were like, wow, okay.
Hey, you know, wow. make the most
whatever.
Of every moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know,
I think that it's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always knew Bert's fans were lovely, gracious people.
Mm-hmm.
But it just really solidified it for me because even though people would get really excited, for the most part, for like 99% of it, they were so respectful and grateful and gracious. And mm-hmm. I hope we were always grateful and gracious when someone stopped us. But it was a lovely experience. Like my takeaway when we left was I would do that again in a heartbeat. You know, you never know if it had yeah. been, you know, scary or... You know, if too many people are around at one time and you felt kind of nervous. Mm-hmm. I never felt that way ever. And sometimes it would get really intense, but I never got like, oh, we need to get out of here or anything like that because everybody was just so lovely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They really were lovely.
They were lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it did not feel like a college party for 4 days.
No.
Like it
no.
really didn't, which no. I kind of thought it might initially. And it was not that at all. It was really great.
No. Yeah. Even the Speedo contest.
Oh my God. You know what? We were like, we're not going to the Speedo contest. Like, we're just going to read our books. And then we heard, we heard the beginning of it. And we're like, well, maybe we should just look.
Take a peek.
A little bit.
Oh my God. What did you think about that?
It was like a train wreck you couldn't stop watching.
Outrageous. Like, that was truly amazing.
Yeah.
But you know what? It showed like another strength of the crews. Everybody was so like body positive. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no.
That's true.
Yeah. There was just no body shaming. There was no, I didn't feel like, oh, I shouldn't put on my bathing suit. I got to go to the spa and like hide or whatever. It was like, everybody was just really cool. And Big J said when he was judging the Speedo contest, a guy came out that I think maybe the first dude that came out was like kind of fit. And like he did, was he the guy who did the worm or like did a whole routine, like had a choreographed routine. It was great. It was fantastic. It was impressive. It was like, oh my God, this guy's going to win. And Big J was like, you know what? I come on this cruise. I expect to see vulnerability. I expect to see, you know, bellies that are sagging over Speedos. So this is not acceptable to me. Like, and I was like, oh yes. And it was a lot of really big guys, and the big guys got the big points because that was what it was about. It was like, yeah, you got the balls to put yourself out there in this tiny Speedo and to, yes, it's a vulnerability that we were talking about. There you go.
It's just about having fun, right? Yeah. Having a good time.
They had a blast.
A blast. Yeah. I was like, there's another one? There had to be like 50 contestants,
right? Oh my God, there were so many.
Yes. Another one and another one?
Yeah.
My God, and Miss Pat and Big J together.
My God. Yeah, they were very funny.
They were killing me. And Catherine Blanford was hysterical. And then all of a sudden, Felipe would just throw something out. Yes. And you're like, oh my God. These people are so funny. And what troopers they were, because it was hot.
Oh my God. And it lasted
forever. It went on for
really long.
And I was really concerned that they were like too hot, too tired, too much sun. No. They still had to perform later in the day. Yeah. And you know, stuff like that really takes it out.
And then didn't they judge the belly flop right after?
They did.
Yeah, like they were both. Like performing all day.
Yes.
Miss Pat was like, that shit was fun. And I was like, great. Because you don't want anybody to feel like they're overworked or anything. Yeah. She had a blast.
She was so funny. She was so funny.
She was
And the newlywed game that you were on, and Miss Pat and Garrett. Garrett is one of the unsung heroes.
He really
of the
is.
Cruise,
oh my God,
honestly.
He's hysterical. Yeah.
What do you mean? The one calm person in her entourage of 21 was Garrett. She brought 21 people with her. Sisters-in-law. Her 75-year-old sister-in-law came.
Amazing.
And twerked on the stage. They were amazing. She called me on Monday. She called me after and she said, you have ruined Junebug. That's her son. She said, you done got him white girl drunk. He can't think about nothing but white girls now. He told me, if you do this cruise next year and they don't invite you, mama, you're going to have to buy me a ticket. Which was really awesome. Her whole family had so much fun, which I was really glad of because, you know, it's culturally, black people and white people are different. That's undeniable. There's a different culture. I mean, not a lot of people wore the outfits like Miss Pat's family did. And, you know, one of her, I don't know if it was her daughters or nieces, had on like a very teeny bikini with something on top of it you could totally see through and walked around and was just as comfortable as she can be. And that made me so happy that she was just herself, you know, and didn't feel like she couldn't just be herself because that boat was inarguably white.
It was very white.
Yes.
It was a lot of white people.
And that's not anything that we planned or had on purpose, but the fact of the matter was it was very white. And so I was glad she was there with everybody that she wanted to have with her and that they all just freaking threw down and had a blast. That made me super happy. She loved it. I think she should have her own cruise.
Hilarious. Oh my God.
She was hilarious. She had fun. And her husband is a sweetheart.
Oh, he's just the unsung hero because she's just throws him under the bus at every possible opportunity in the funniest ways. And he's just like the ultimate straight man.
Yeah.
And
He is. So he's a sweetheart. He really is amazing. Very sweet. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. The newlywed game was fun.
Karaoke. Oh my God. I have to say that, like, as you know, Leanne talked about watching Bert Shine and what a joy that was. But honestly, as your friends, watching you shine, like, what are you laughing
about? I'm terrible at karaoke, but I love it.
Oh my God. But people went crazy.
You don't need
crazy.
To be good at karaoke, though. That's not the point.
No, they went crazy so for you. And not just at karaoke, like when Bert had you on stage during his show. Mm-hmm. I mean, people went crazy. Like, you have to understand, like, my phone, my watch kept alerting me that I was going to go deaf because of the noise, like your loud environment warning. And the loud environment warning was just the whole cruise chanting,
loud Leanne.
Oh, like crazy. People were going wild. Like, they went absolutely bananas. And it was so exciting to be like, oh my God, that's my friend. Yes, she is cool, isn't she? She's very cool.
I was just on that stage with her earlier, just saying, right?
No, and then, but then to watch your dad watching that and to see the joy. I mean, he was just glowing. And we were just talking about how, like, as parents, that's all you want. Like, no matter what, at no matter what age, we're launching them now at 18, 19, but at whatever age, like in their 50s, in their 60s, you just want to see your kid happy, successful, in a good marriage, like all of these things, just living their best life and appreciate it, like appreciated. And so I was like, oh my God, of course he's living his best life on this cruise. It's like seeing your kid shine that way. It was just amazing.
Well, my dad had a blast. Every time he turned around, someone put a Bud Light in his hand. He was like, that's the best day ever. He loved it.
He had a lot of Bud Lights.
He had a lot of Bud Lights. He got a lot of attention from some cute girls, too.
He did.
No offense to Sue. I think Sue knows that she is completely secure in her relationship with my dad. Mm-hmm. But Catherine Blanford might have had a small crush on my dad.
Everybody does.
She loved my dad. And he kept sticking his cold drink on her little half shirt back. And she'd be like, oh, Papa J. And he's like, but not, it didn't come across creepy old man.
Yeah.
Because he's just not.
He's a good guy. Yeah. He's just a good guy.
Papa J. How do you not love him?
How do you not love him? It's impossible. Yeah. He had so much fun. But that's very nice for you to say. Thank you for saying all that. It was really fun. I did not expect my experience to be that at all. I just went to support Bert. I didn't expect to be, I don't know why. I guess when you think about it, he talks about me all the time on the specials. And I have this podcast that everybody can see what I look like. It's not like I'm this anonymous, quiet, completely off to the side wife. But I didn't really think about how I couldn't just walk around the ship. I had to walk around with Bert, with his security. And if I ever got separated, it was really hard for me to get back connected. Luckily, Jennifer and Victoria and Stacy, between the three of them, one of them would get me. You know what I mean? Because security just stayed with Bert, which is what they were supposed to be doing. So luckily, someone from Birdie Boy or Rachel Ardalan, somebody would just grab me and get me reconnected. I didn't expect that at all. You know, and I didn't know what to expect about my podcast. Because like you said, this was my second one live. And I really genuinely thought we were in one of the small theaters. I just didn't. Yeah. I think when I heard Stardust, I must have went, that must not be right. I think maybe when I looked at the schedule too, the schedule was a big Excel spreadsheet that was a bit confusing. And I think because of its placement, I thought it was in a smaller theater on the spreadsheet.
At one point, I figured, it must have been a misprint. And surely we're in we're in the Spinnaker room or somewhere one else. Of the other ones.
Yeah. So anyway,
we were in the restaurant having a little snack before before the show. This is maybe my favorite story from the cruise. I laughed so hard. We're just eating and I overheard the couple at the table next to us saying, like, talking about their day, what shows they wanted to see. And she's like, I really want to go to the Wife of the Party live podcast. And he's like, okay, cool. Where is that? They're like strategizing. And she's like, I don't know. It's either in the Spinnaker or the Stardust. And I couldn't help myself. And I leaned over and I was like, it's in the Stardust. And she's like, oh, thank you. Okay. And then we just went on with their meals and... What are you laughing at?
Have I told you this already?
It was, oh my God. I laughed. And then I hear her, I hear the guy say, well, why don't you just ask her? She seemed to know something about the podcast. And then she's like, excuse me, do you know who Leanne is interviewing? And I was like, it's us. And she's like, excuse me? And I'm like, it's me and Kathy. And I just started laughing, like just hysterically laughing. I was just like, it's us. It's the two of us. I know. Right. And she's just looking at me like, oh, like thinking, oh, maybe they're famous. Like maybe I should know about them or whatever. And I'm like, she's looking at me like, are they?
Should I know you?
Comics or whatever. And I'm like, we're just your friends. We're just your friends. That's all. And she's like, oh, I'm new to the podcast. I've only heard a couple of them. I really like the one on menopause. And I'm like, yeah, it's just us. I'm sorry. Like she was, I could tell she was like, oh, maybe it's going to be Bert. Maybe Isla and Georgia are on this ship.
Right.
And Leanne's going to interview them. And I was like, I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I'm so sorry.
Not bad news at all. I thought we did a great job. I mean, it's this week's episode. So it just came out today. I thought we did a great job because I like the questions that the people
sent. I thought
sent.
It was going to like only stay on the ship.
No.
Remember?
Oh, was
right? It? It was supposed to be like, oh, don't worry. No one will ever see this. It's only going to be on the ship.
Good thing I kept that from you.
You did forget to mention the fact that it was. You're like, no, it's only the people on the ship that will see it. We're like, all right, whatever.
It wasn't live streamed.
Yeah. Okay. It doesn't matter.
But it is this week's episode. Yeah, so
found that out.
Yeah. You're welcome. I don't think I really knew, to be honest with you. I would have told you, but I think I was probably confused. I'm in decline. Okay. I am in decline. But I thought we did a great job. I thought it was really fun. And people started leaving in the middle. Luckily, I knew they were going to see Mark Normand. I was like, oh, I'm going to lose like half these people in the middle because everybody wants to go see Mark. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't known that, I would have thought I was really stinking. Like I was tanking and people were like, this sucks. But I was like, that's got to be what it is. There's no way like.
How is he not in the big theater?
Because I was there.
I know. I mean.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea. See, I would have thought that too. I don't know. I wasn't in charge of that. Nobody in this building was in charge of that. The promoter did all that, so I don't know. Maybe there was more. I know the Facebook page asked people who they were interested in seeing. Maybe it ranked higher because of the time of day or something. I have no idea. I can't imagine anybody would want to see. Maybe they'd already seen Mark multiple times.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm sure there was some rhyme or reason to it. I'm sure. There was some rhyme or reason to it. But what was your favorite part of the cruise?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What was your favorite part of the cruise?
That's a good question. I mean, it was fun from start to finish. Like all of it was good. Even like, I was really surprised. So there was a lot of weather, which we never experienced, but weren't allowed to get off the boat, right? There was a lot of like on ship time. And I thought that would like annoy people and it didn't. Like everybody was just so happy and easygoing the entire trip. It was really kind of fun.
That's good.
You know, like it was just easy to be laid back and relaxing and chatting with all these random people that we'll probably never, ever see again, but were super lovely. You know, it was, yeah, I don't know that I had a favorite part. Wife of the party, of course.
Of course. Well, duh. You know, to speak to what you just said, when we found out we weren't going to get to do our second day of excursions, we pivoted and said, well, how do we fill that time? Mm-hmm. We have to fill
clearly,
that time.
Yeah.
And Sypha Sounds, I have to tell you, is just one of my favorite people anyway, from Fully Loaded, from I just love Sypha. He stepped up and said, "What can I do? Mm-hmm. I'll DJ." He was like, "I don't know if I can do 4 hours, but I'll do two. No problem." Didn't ask to be paid more. Didn't ask any compensation. Just said, raised his hand and said, "I'll fill the time." And then all the talent that came down and hung out and danced and partied during that kind of big block of mm-hmm. time where we had to fill when we should have been on an excursion, they just did. Because mm-hmm. they just did. So every single talent that we booked on that ship are good people, team players, really authentic human beings, were there to have a good time, enjoyed themselves, have been so gracious since we left. And we just were humbled and moved and so proud of the choices we made for the people who were on that boat. Those comics and the bands and the DJs are just all really good people. So, yeah, it was a really interesting moment when we had to fill that time to just see everybody raise their hand and say, "Yep, got it." That was really, really cool because they didn't have to. They could have said, "Nope, you paid me for two things. I've done two things. I'm done."
Well, and from our side of the ship, like from sitting in a hot tub full of people in the spa or whatever, like that, to see people's reactions, that people were like, "Oh, this is, you know, no, it's cool. Like it's so much fun on the ship that nobody was.
No one cared.
Yeah. Nobody was having a tantrum about missing their excursion. They were just thrilled to be doing more of the stuff on the ship. Right. So
that's great. A lot of gambling happened on this cruise.
Yeah.
A lot of gambling. I gambled a lot and I don't like to gamble, but I did. But I guess we broke a record in their casino.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's when I say a lot, I mean a lot. It was a lot of gambling, which was really cool. And that's, you know, you can get in there and lose a whole day and not even realize it. Gambling. Karaoke was a blast. I karaoke'd every night. I had so much fun. And by the last night, I think a lot of the comics were doing it too, which was really cool. I think it was a really good time. I had a really good time.
It was amazing.
And, you know, to toot the horn of the people that work at Birdie Boy Productions and at Levity, which is Bert's management company, and at UTA, which is Bert's agent, every person there were hospitable and gracious and took care of the talent. And that's always been mine and Bert's number one concern, is that anybody who works for us in that capacity feels really valued and like really taken care of. And I think everybody on all three of those teams did an amazing job of just making sure everybody was taken care of. And I haven't really seen or heard a lot of complaints from the passengers about not having a good time also, which
the Facebook page is still up and running and I check in on it from time to time and people are just sharing things like, "Remember this," like, oh, "I can't wait to do this again." Like, people are really into it. Like, yeah, it's been extremely, extremely positive. The only like negative stuff was people going back home and taking a picture out of their window saying like, "There's snow here."
That's funny.
"Remember when we were on the ship?" Yeah. Right. So it was nothing. No negativity has been about the cruise.
Right.
Yeah.
It was people's honeymoons.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yes.
That's like.
I do.
Yeah. That's crazy.
We sold.
That was their honeymoon. That's awesome. Honeymoon.
Yep. Several people. Yeah. We sold a romance package, right? Yeah. The romance package was like, I don't remember exactly what it is. I'm probably misquoting it, but it was like a bottle of champagne or something in their room and snacks in their room. And we gave them a little intimacy kit, which was half joke, half real intimacy kit. And then they all got to take a picture with me and Bert in like the chapel. Mm-hmm. We originally wanted to have Bert officiate a big mass wedding, but it is against international law or something like that. It's against the law of the sea for him to do that. So I guess you have to do that in a port. you can't just do it out in the middle of the ocean like they did on the Love Boat, y'all. I was like, if Captain Steuben can do it, surely Bert Kreischer can. But they can't do it. And so we just couldn't really organize it for it to work. So we had to kind of pivot into this romance package, which meant that we took pictures. Mm-hmm. And 260 people bought the package. And we took pictures for like an hour and a half with 260 people. And everybody was just so happy to be there. And there were probably at 10 or 15 honeymoons in that group.
Yeah,
this was our honeymoon. Wow. It's crazy.
How fun.
Super fun, right?
Right? Yeah.
Be memorable for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Totally memorable. It was a really crazy moment in time, that whole cruise. Yeah. Really crazy.
And there was such age diversity too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were like dudes in their 20s that you're like, oh, okay, they're into comedy, they're into partying or whatever. But there were like, there was the gamut, and there were lots and lots of people our age and older.
Mm-hmm.
Lots. I would say yeah. The bulk of the cruise was middle-aged.
Yeah, his demographic is like 18 to 45. Mm-hmm. But 18-year-olds probably can't afford the cruise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the people who were there were the people who could afford it, which yeah. is our age group.
Right.
And they we're all kind of balanced and not going to fist fight anyway, are we? So were you back to the Speedo contest? Did you see the smallest penis on the boat?
Well, from our vantage point, we couldn't actually see it.
Yes.
Because it was so small. Why do you think about that?
I think he... Talk about vulnerability.
Yeah, right?
Yes. Jeremy, I mean, it's a ballsy move.
It was ballsy.
To show yep. your penis to a
boat. Large yeah. group of people.
Right.
And yeah.
It was pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
Kind of go off the rails at that yeah. point. Didn't
it? Things may have fallen apart then.
Yeah.
But.
What, did you see either of the bands, yeah. Andy Frasco or?
Yeah. We saw both of them at
we saw,
times.
Yes, at different times, yeah.
They were great,
yeah.
weren't they?
The music was great.
Yeah. Really time, good. Yeah. I was really happy with that.
Safe as sounds. I'm fascinated with this dude, by the way.
Why? Okay,
he's a DJ and a comedian. Yes. Like, and he's hysterical.
And he's really famous in New York.
Yeah, did okay. No, yes. did not know that. Didn't well, clearly, he, I don't know anything, that. Right? But yeah, he did mention that several times. I didn't know who he was before.
No?
No.
Well, that's right. You didn't go to Fully Loaded. The
no,
summer.
I did not.
He DJ'd all summer.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
He was awesome.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Not only,
like in both arenas.
He's, yes.
He was really cool. He was a great
we
DJ
so
and he was hysterical. I know.
We
I was like, I looking, don't understand. Like,
who is Cypher Sounds? Is he a DJ or yeah. a comedian?
He's awesome.
He's both. What?
Like, yeah.
Well, amazing. I'm going to screw this up. So Cypher, I apologize. But he is a DJ who's been DJing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think he came up with a lot of really great beats in like, oh, don't kill me, the 90s, maybe 2000s for like rappers, and is really known in the New York rap scene as a DJ and really as an artist.
Well, as I'm super hip in the New York rap scene.
Same.
Clearly, I knew who he was.
but Cypher, I think in his decline, I'm just kidding, in his this kind of next chapter of life, got really interested in stand-up. I'm not sure how long ago he started doing stand-up, but then he started combining both things. Mm-hmm. So he was like, that's a very unique skill.
Yeah.
And for something like this, or Fully Loaded during the summer, for him to open a show, mm-hmm. he would get the crowd
yeah.
so excited to be there and ready to party and really engaged and then go into his stand-up, which is really good.
Yeah.
He's just the perfect way to start a show. And when I met him for the first time in February when I was in New York shooting Shane Torres' special, and he introduced himself and said, I would love to do anything with you guys. So when we were booking Fully Loaded in the summer, he was like, I would love to do that. And just he and Carter together, mm-hmm. when they DJ together, that's really amazing too, because they're completely different DJs. She has so much energy. She's like a jumping bee.
Yeah.
Like I
she
don't
doesn't
even
stop. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm exhausted watching you. She just jumps constantly, moves, and she's crazy and so much energy. But she's a really young music vibe girl, like mm-hmm. young, hip, not girl, woman, person. She's really, you know, got her finger on the pulse of the millennial music scene. And he just brings that kind of old school. Mm-hmm. And the two of them together were so great. I think by the end of the cruise, wherever he was, Miss Pat's entire entourage was awesome.
There.
Yes. Everywhere Sypha DJ'd, that whole group of Miss Pat's people were there dancing.
I don't blame them.
Twerking, you know? Getting down. It was really cool.
Yeah.
I love Sypha. And on top of it, he's a really nice person. Really good dad.
Yeah.
Really sweet guy. Has friends in literally every city. Every time we go on Fully Loaded, like, Sypha has four people backstage. Sypha has four people backstage. Sypha has four people backstage, which we're happy that's not a problem. But he was literally every city. I don't think we went to a single city where he didn't have somebody backstage. He's just, I mean, how can you not like him?
Yeah.
He's awesome. All of them were. What was your favorite part of the cruise? I didn't get to ask you that.
Oh, God. I'm bad with superlatives. All of it. It was, yeah.
It was fun and it was easy. Mm-hmm. Like everything was super smooth and easy about the whole thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And
to hear too.
Somewhat relaxing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it was. I mean, it was not stressful for me.
Right.
Certainly. I mean.
No, the only stressful part was looking at the Stardust Theater and going, there's been a horrible mistake.
Wait, two floors? There's two floors? So did you come home refreshed? Back to your family?
No.
No?
No, because we came home with freaking COVID.
Oh, that's right. Like, I forgot. What?
No, there was nothing refreshing about it.
That is a bummer.
That was a huge bummer.
Oh my God, I forgot. Several people on my company came back with COVID too.
Yep.
What a bummer.
Couldn't buy merch, but we got COVID for free.
Why couldn't you buy merch?
You were sold out.
It was sold out by the time we made it into the merch.
No, on like the first day, it was practically gone. And day two, you guys were wiped out.
Yeah.
You didn't get a talent swag bag?
No.
Well, I think you were supposed to get a talent swag bag.
It's okay.
Well, I can get you a few things.
Nobody believed that we were the talent.
But you had a talent badge.
We're not real talent.
Had a talent badge with no swag. Well, we have a little bit of swag.
And then, like,
left.
The infamous, like, minion sticker that didn't do anything, remember?
Why'd you have a minion sticker?
Well,
what?
So, because the security loved us. It gave us a minion sticker on our badge, but, like, it didn't mean anything. He just gave us a minion sticker.
Yeah, and then we were talking to Jen about, like, well, how are we going to get up to your floor? Because, you know, you had security there.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, they'll give you a sticker. And we're like, is that the minion sticker? No.
He just gave you
that because he likes you.
Okay. No, it's definitely not the minion sticker.
Definitely not a minion sticker, but we have minion stickers.
I can't believe you had COVID. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. We both came back with COVID.
Yes, re-entry.
Did you
dicey.
Was there a lot of COVID posts on Facebook?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, was
yeah,
there?
Yeah, everybody got COVID.
It's not shocking. I mean.
But is it not? I mean, it was open air. Like that deck's open air.
Yeah, but
all the eating, all the theaters, dancing, all that, you know, with people like breathing heavy and laughing. Like it's not shocking.
Yeah, the theaters. Yeah.
Sharing a karaoke mic.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, you didn't get COVID.
I know. It must have been someone who went after me because Peter didn't get it, but Jen and Rachel got it. And our editor got it. And he was supposed to be locked in a production room and not moving. I'm just kidding. But he wasn't moving with us. You know, he was moving independent of us and you weren't really moving with us either much. Mm-hmm. So it was just everywhere in that ship.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know why? Not enough washy-washy. Someone didn't do their washy-washy.
Apparently not.
So washy-washy was a guy, right?
Yes.
To explain who washy-washy is.
He was a guy who was stationed outside of the main restaurant. Mm-hmm.
The main buffet.
Yeah. And he'd say, washy-washy, happy, happy, and spray with
hand sanitizer.
He just had a big old spray and sprayed everybody's hands. And mm-hmm. But every single person that he saw, washy-washy, happy, happy.
Oh, my God. And then someone got washy-washy tattooed on him.
Adorable.
Yeah.
I heard he was really sweet.
He was very cute. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anything we could do to improve your experience?
Oh, my God. No.
I don't think so. No. I mean, I mean, I didn't know what to expect. So I don't know. It's really hard to say like, oh, this went wrong. So this could have been better, right? Mm-hmm. So I had no expectations going in. So everything either met or exceeded those expectations.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like, everything was really smooth from my perspective.
Yeah. Did you miss your husbands?
I'd bring him next time.
But it was kind of nice having a girls' trip, I bet.
Yeah. It's always fun to have a girls' trip. Yeah.
Kathy and I have become travel buddies.
Travel buddies. I know, right?
Yep.
We're ready for our next trip. You can join next time, hopefully.
I hope so. You know, I've said this to you when you were on the cruise. There were times where I was really jealous. Not jealous, envious, where you're just in the spa all day and be like, oh, that'd be so great. I'd love to just jump into a conversation, just chit-chat all day, no schedule, go do whatever you want, eat at the buffet. But, you know, it was work and I was happy to be there and happy to do it. But I did have moments of time every day where I was like, oh, I wonder what they're doing. I bet they're having so much fun. I'm so jealous.
It was, literally just chit-chatting the entire time. That was awesome. Yeah.
Well, you made my experience so much better because just knowing that you were there made me happy. Knowing that after years of coming every month or so and reading these books, you came to support me there and at the same time got kind of like a vacation. And I was really glad I was able to do that. That, you know, in the beginning, Bert had said you should do Wife of the Party with you guys. And then Wife of the Party kind of got bumped out because we didn't think there was going to be enough room, which was totally fine. Of course, that's the first thing that should be bumped out. But then they were like, you know, we have this one opening still if you want to program something else. And Bert immediately said, let's do Wife of the Party. And we put you back in. And I thought, I'm so glad because if nothing else, to be able to give you a cruise, I was really happy to be able to do that, to in some ways say thank you for many, many years of making the time to come and have genuine conversations, the hours you've spent reading books so that you could talk to me about it, so that I had at least one episode that even when the episodes were hard to come by, I knew I had this one. So thank you both very much for the journey we've been on as friends in this podcast.
Right back at you.
I mean, exactly. Really appreciate it's not hard. Yeah. It's not work from this perspective, from this chair. So thank you for appreciating it, but it's really not.
It's been great. It's been really a built-in time to like to have friend time when a lot of the time I'm not as good at friends. It's not that I don't in my heart, like in my heart, it's there, but it's just the busyness of life and kids and responsibilities. It's like, oh, I shouldn't be doing whatever. So this is like a structured time where it's like, we're just going to talk. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think a lot of the time when people, when we're like, oh, people listen to this, like when we're confronted by that and somebody will say, oh yeah, like somebody just from the neighborhood will say, oh yeah, I know all about your trip to whatever. And I'm like, you do? Like, how? And then
is my house bugged?
Yeah. And then, oh, you talked about it on the podcast. Oh, I did. But I just sort of like default to like, these are just conversations that the three of us are having. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's been a pleasure, really. I value you guys so much. So thank you for being there for me on the cruise. I'm glad I was able to give it to you. And thank you for all you do for Wife of the Party. I really appreciate it. It's been a blessing and a pleasure. And I love you.
I love you. It was so exciting to stand on that stage and to just like feel the energy like pouring into you, you know, but it's like just to be standing there and just to be a part of that was like amazing.
Well, you're very much a part of it. You're very much a part of it. So thank you. Well, thanks for chatting about the cruise. It was fun to relive it. It was a really good time.
It was a really good time.
It was really fun.
Very fun.
So until the next cruise.